House Democrats pass bill nullifying Trump national emergency with less than veto-proof majority. By Sean Moran on February 26, 2019. The House passed a resolution Tuesday that would nullify President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration that would allow him to build the wall along America's southern border. The House passed the bill with less than a two-thirds majority, which would not override a potential veto. The House passed H.J. Reese, 46, 245 to 182, a resolution that would terminate Trump's national emergency declaration on February 15. The vote featured strong Democrat support for the bill and little Republican support for the resolution. The Democrat resolution passed, however. It did not obtain enough votes to potentially override Trump's veto of the resolution, should it also pass through the Senate. Only 13 Republicans defected and voted with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, introduced the resolution last Friday and quickly gained more than 200 co-sponsors. Few House Republicans came out in support of the House resolution to nullify the national emergency. However, Representative Justin Amash, Army, quickly came out in favor of the Democrat resolution. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, also voted for the resolution, contending that only Congress has the power to appropriate money. Reps. Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Dusty Johnson, RSD, also voted for the Democrat resolution. Massey tweeted, as part of a thread, "The Senate will likely take up the resolution in the next few weeks, where it appears that the bill may pass with some Republicans' support." Senators Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Susan Collins, Army, and Tom Tillis, RNC, have already voiced their support for the legislation, meaning that if all 47 Senate Democrats vote for the resolution, they would only need one more Republican defector for the resolution to pass. However, it remains unclear whether Senators Doug Jones, DL, or Joe Manchin, DWV, will vote for the bill, given that they have voted for wall funding in the past. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, who chairs the powerful Senate Judiciary Committee, said in February that a handful of Republicans will back the resolution. However, not Republicans will defect to override a veto. "A handful, but there will be enough left to sustain a veto," Graham said. Trump's national emergency serves as a rallying cry for Republicans, as a poll in February found that 85% of Republicans approve of Trump's use of national emergency powers to build the wall along the southern border. The national emergency also bodes well for Trump, as 80% of GOP voters said that Trump's national emergency would make it more likely for them to vote for the president in 2020. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.